Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. Let us go then. It takes a lot of motivation, preparation, and energy to go somewhere. I'm guessing that some of you know that very well. I'm pretty sure we have many out-of-town guests with us here this morning. In fact, I thought it'd be good to maybe get a sample of where our guests are visiting us from for Christmas morning. So do we have guests who are here this morning from another city in Kansas? Anyone here from another city in Kansas? Yeah, welcome, others. Great, it is wonderful to have you here. Do we have some guests who are visiting from another state or another country? Oh, we do. Okay, I wanna know where some of you are visiting from. What state are you visiting from? From Missouri, welcome, good to have you. Who else did I see who's visiting from another state? Who else is visiting from another state here? From another state? No, you're all here? Okay, very good. Who else raised their hand from another state visiting us? Wow. Where from? California, welcome. Great. Another state. Alaska, wonderful. So we know all about the motivation and the preparation and the energy that it takes to come travel and celebrate. Any other guests from other states? Well, it is beautiful that we have this opportunity to celebrate Christmas morning together. In fact, I suppose that those of you who traveled from other cities and even other states at some point, like the shepherds, said, "Let us go then to Dodge City." To see our family, to come home, or whatever it is that brought you here. Welcome. But then again, all of us, no matter where we call home, had another "let us go then" moment. Let us go then this morning to the cathedral. And I would dare say that the reasons for that are as varied as the reasons for being in Dodge City. Perhaps it's true that there are some here this morning who don't really believe that God became one of us. Maybe you're here because someone else in your family believes that. I can't change that this morning. The Lord can. I'm happy that you're celebrating with us this morning. And there are some here who can testify that their life is changed because of Jesus. But I think that the vast majority of us here this morning are somewhere in between. We know the faith, we're doing our best to live it, we truly believe that Jesus is God, but we don't really know what difference that makes. If that describes you, then let's think about the shepherds this morning. No, these shepherds knew very little about Jesus. I can safely say that the shepherds had not made their first communion. They didn't graduate from a Catholic school or go to Mass on Sundays. I'm pretty sure the shepherds weren't altar servers when they were little. But what they did have was an encounter with Jesus Christ. Luke is the only gospel that refers to Jesus as the Savior. And it came from the angels to the shepherds. Today, a Savior is born for you. They heard it and they believed. The question is, do you believe that Jesus is your Savior? And if so, can anyone tell the difference? So this is the point where you lean over and you say, "Honey, are you sure that we're at a Catholic church this morning?" To which you respond, "Well, dear, this is where we always go." Then again, maybe that's the point. This is where you always go. You were confirmed when you were younger, and you had all your kids baptized. But can anyone tell the difference? I don't know about you, but I want what the shepherds have. I think we can safely say that the shepherds were never the same after finding Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. A Savior? Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place. It was only when I realized that I can't save myself from my sin, from suffering, from age, from death, when I realized that I can't save myself, it was only then that I realized that I need a Savior. That's why I'm so happy that in less than a month, we are going to stop what we're doing here at the cathedral for a few nights and focus on what Jesus wants to do in us. Maybe you've already looked at those cards that are floating around the pews here this morning. I'm sure you weren't reading it during the homily, but if you were, that's okay, because this card is for you. The reasons that you come to Mass could be anything from obligation to passion, from habit to choice, from guilt to desire. It's time for us to move beyond knowing things about Jesus to actually knowing Jesus. And in that task, may the shepherds be our guide.